This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello from CNN. I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Friday, December 22nd. The hunger crisis in Gaza is deepening. According to UNICEF, children in the Gaza Strip under 5 are at high risk of severe malnutrition and preventable death. This follows a warning from a UN-backed food security agency that the risk of famine is increasing every day that fighting continues or gets worse. The top Israeli military aid coordinator claimed, quote, "There is no food shortage in Gaza." He says trucks loaded with food enter the territory every day, and he blames international humanitarian organizations for not having enough capacity to distribute that food. Those groups say Israel's bombardment and limited humanitarian windows have made delivering aid dangerous and challenging. Israel says it's preparing to expand its operations into new areas in Gaza, with emphasis on the south. Newly declassified U.S. intelligence suggests Iran has been, quote, "deeply involved in planning attacks against commercial ships in the Red Sea." That's according to National Security Council spokesperson Adrian Watson. The Houthi rebels are backed by Iran and have launched more than 100 attacks against about a dozen ships in over the past 4 weeks. The intel also suggests that Iranians have provided monitoring systems to the Houthis that allows them to operate in the maritime space. Watson says Iran also provided the drones and missiles the Houthis have been using for the attacks. The Red Sea is home to one of the most important maritime trade routes in the world, and attacks on commercial ships have ramped up since the beginning of the current Israel-Hamas war. The Houthis have said their attacks are the result of Israel's military campaign against Gaza. However, not all ships targeted by the group are believed to have direct connections to Israel. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected Republicans' legislative maps, which give the GOP the advantage. In a 4-3 ruling today, the court said the maps were unconstitutional and ordered new lines drawn for the 2024 election. The court noted that the state's constitution requires districts be composed of, quote, "contiguous territory," and that the maps violate this mandate. Under the current maps, Republicans enjoy a supermajority in the state Senate and a strong majority in the lower house. Now to the third and final trial in the wrongful death of black man Elijah McClain in August 2019. A Colorado jury has found paramedics Jeremy Cooper and Peter Chakuniak guilty of criminally negligent homicide. Cooper was acquitted of 2 second-degree assault charges, but Chakuniak was found guilty on 1 of 2 second-degree assault charges. According to an amended autopsy report released in 2022, the paramedics administered a 500 milligram dose of ketamine that caused McClain's death. According to the indictment, police got a call about a, quote, "suspicious person wearing a ski mask." Officers confronted McClain as he was walking home from a convenience store, then wrestled him to the ground and placed him into a carotid hold. The two paramedics testified that they believed McClain was experiencing, quote, "excited delirium," and that they were following their training when they decided to give him ketamine. But the state argued that neither one of them took accountability. 3 Aurora police officers were tried. 2 were acquitted. Up next, President Joe Biden signs off on domestic and foreign policy matters.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey, welcome back. President Joe Biden signed a new executive order today to impose new sanctions against Russia. The sanctions target financial institutions that support Russia's military in its war in Ukraine. The White House says Biden also signed the $886.3 billion National Defense Policy Bill into law. It gives service members their largest raise in more than 2 decades, temporarily extends a controversial surveillance program, and strengthens the U.S. posture in the Indo-Pacific region to deter Chinese actions. Congress remains at odds over a separate national security package that would include funding for Israel and Ukraine. Tune into new episodes of 5 Things at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, then back on Sunday for One Thing with host David Rind. This Sunday, we hear from a group of CNN correspondents and reporters about some of the stories we missed this year and what to look out for in 2024.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.